Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And as April comes to a close here, we wanted to share just a few more of those incredible zip odes that you've been sending us all month long. Now, I think you remember the rules. They're 5 lines long, and the number of words in each line is dictated by the digits in your zip code. So I'm in 20009. That means 2 words, then 000 words, and then 9 words at the end for me. Well, over at thetakeaway.org, we've been gathering your poems about all the things that make your zip code home sweet home, and it's all part of an annual effort spearheaded by our friends at WLRN and the O Miami Poetry Festival down in 33176. It's a place that's been the subject of quite a few odes from Takeaway listeners.
My name is Terry, and I live in Miami, Florida. My zip code is 33176. And this is my zip ode. Dreams of Miami, eclectic and real, magic. Everglades primal beauty to downtown's dazzling lights. Swaying palms, Latin jazz, soulful nights. My poem is about Miami's diversity, the blending of cultures with so many dreams, surrounded by the unique beauty of Miami's natural world.
And an ode from the opposite part of the country, celebrating that region's understated charms.
Hi, my name's Jacob. I'm from Bellingham, Washington. My zip code's 98225. This is my zip ode. Nobody here but us trees and coffee and beer, as well as 3 full months of sun and much rain, the city of subdued excitement.
My poem is about the things that I tend to miss whenever I'm away from town, the great coffee, the great beer, even the rain, if you'll believe it or not.
There's Jacob selling us on the rain of the Northeast, so a listener in South Carolina is trying a little Southern PR here.
My name is Thomas, and I live in Greenville, South Carolina. My zip code is 29615, and this is my zip ode. Why does everyone think the South is a homogenous redneck utopia? We have culture, even some art. Wait, please try our delicious food. My poem is about the struggle of getting your northern friends to understand why you live in the South. Delicious food is always a valid fallback.
And finally, an ode about one part of the country that seems a lot like another.
My name is Arnie, and I live in Portland, Oregon. My zip code is 97202, and this is my zip ode. I asked the old man at the road end, "Have you lived here all your life?" He paused. "Not yet." My poem is a paraphrase of an old anecdote about a farmer in Maine. However, the countryside surrounding Portland, Oregon, reminds me of New England.
Thanks to all of you who submitted zip odes this month. To hear all the poems we featured on the show and to see a map of some of our favorite odes from the month, by zip code, head over to thetakeaway.org.
55108
11232
22903
11375
63116
75495
84105
86326.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a personalized brain training program. Performance can be compared to global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Moo, working to help bring business stories and brands to life through a range of printed products like business cards, flyers, stickers, and postcards. Also offering design templates and the option to upload a personal design. Learn more at Moo.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.